Hey, this is Jules.
And Jim.
And we are sick.
Hey, we didn't even rehearse that. That was really good.
We don't know what it is, but we're pretty sure it's not the dread disease. But I'm getting tested
tomorrow.
I'm getting tested because my symptoms are marginally worse than Jim's. I'm getting tested tomorrow.
And then we figure if she has it, then we know we both have it. And if she doesn't have it, we probably don't both have it because we both kind of have the same thing and it happened at the same time.
Right. You know, it's my theory that if you protect yourself against COVID, you should be protecting yourself against everything. I don't understand. We're not coming in contact with people. We're staying 6 feet apart from them.
We're not washing our hands enough.
Okay.
That's my theory.
Okay. I want you to know that Jim is the entire emperor of all hand washing.
Yeah.
So there's no such thing as hand washing enough for Jim.
No, we had a disagreement about this the other day, and you were like, I don't think you need to wash your hands that much. And I was like, please wash your hands.
And I said, okay.
And now we're sick.
Okay.
I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying there might be a correlation between your not hand washing and
But
disease.
I mean, where is it coming from?
We went to Goodwill and places. Okay. Door handles were touched.
Well, whatever. We don't think actually we have the dread disease because we don't have the symptoms.
Yeah, there's way too much productive coughing.
Yeah, and my fever's 100.2. Which is really not COVID level.
Jules is the queen of all taking your temperature every 30 seconds.
Oh my gosh, do I? Yes. Oh my gosh, I haven't taken it in almost half an hour.
Oh, get it in there.
Okay.
Aren't you drinking tea at the same time?
Oh yeah, that's probably
That might throw
idea.
It off.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Okay.
Too bad.
It's good tea though. So we're in a quandary. Or I am. We're in a transgender quandary because as you know... We have moved to our new state.
Hold on. Let me turn off the heater because it's so loud. Sorry, one second. Okay. Oh, let's wait for it to kick off and then you can go ahead. I'm tired of singing now.
Yeah, you had a sore throat earlier.
Yeah, I still kind of do. I just feel swollen all my... head just feels swollen.
So we've moved to our new state, and I have now previously gotten a gender marker change on my driver's license and passport, but I now need a new driver's license, and I have petitioned for a name change in my new state, and it's going to take, the person said, 2 or 3 weeks before that comes in, and who knows whether the name change will come in before I do them. And so I'm just putting off so many things, like going to, like getting an appointment with a gynecologist.
Getting your driver's license.
I can't get the driver's license.
I know.
You get the name change, and then you get the Social Security, and then you get the driver's license, and any host of a number of other things. So we're kind of in limbo. We're just kind of hanging out, and frankly, I'm a little bit nervous that I'm going to go to the Walgreens tomorrow to get my COVID test, and they're going to take a look at my driver's license and say, this is an out-of-state driver's license.
And also, you're obviously not a man, so where did you steal this from?
Yeah, well, I'll just point to the F on the driver's license.
And then they'll be confused like everyone who sees your driver's license is.
I know.
Oh, time to switch to the next dilator.
It's time to switch to blue.
Because we're dilating.
We're dilating.
That's obviously what we do all the time.
And, so...
Where is it?
I never know.
There's so many blankets.
I know.
Here it is.
Let's start my little timer here.
The sounds of the post-surgery life.
I know. So, but I'm really... I'm filled with anticipation about all the things that are going to change after the name change comes through. You know, it's funny. I was at the clerk's office, and this clerk said, I said, so how long before I get this? They mail it to you. And the clerk said, two weeks, maybe three. And I just, my shoulders just sagged. And she said, do you need it sooner? And I just, you know, if it was an emergency, I would have said so. But I just said, well, I've just waited so long and there are a lot of things riding on this, but it's not like an emergency or anything. So I don't know what she would have done if I'd said yes.
Maybe she just would have said, sorry about that.
Yeah, anyway.
Or maybe she would have offered you like $150 to expedite it.
Right. So today is January 2nd, and I did it this past Tuesday. So today's Saturday. This coming Tuesday will be 1 week. Today, by the way, is a day that a lot of people call their traniversary. I don't like that word because it has that tranny in it, and that's just, I just don't like that. But 3 years ago today is the day I started taking estrogen.
Aw, really?
Yeah.
And you have to spend it in bed.
Oh, well.
And not in a good way. Unless you want it to be in a good way.
Well, you know, we're both sick. I just feel so...
I know.
Gross when I'm sick. I just feel gross.
You look great.
Well, you're very nice to say so, but... Gosh, I got the blue one in, and it just doesn't even... Nothing.
I'll break out the green one.
I think we need to break out the green one again.
Mm-hmm.
And also, my testosterone runs out. Tomorrow's last dose.
No.
And I've called them and asked them to send me a new one, but they're off for the week before, between Christmas and New Year's.
No one needs medical care then. But
anyway, so what's up with you? You're sick.
I don't feel good. I've been thinking about name change things since you're talking about
name
change.
Yeah, so tell me about your name change.
Well, I'm not going to change it to Jem. I know that sounds crazy, but that's not my real name. I don't know. I've heard if you change your first name, then it really messes with your credit score and all that, and that's all really important to me right now. But I was thinking about just changing my middle name, which is my maiden name. And I was like, I'll just be glad to get rid of that maiden name because I don't want to be connected to the way that my family is gone.
And you never really were a maiden.
But then I started thinking about my grandmother and all of the people who were further back than my parents and even my dad. And that really, I wouldn't mind carrying on that family name because, you know, it ends with me and my sister. There are no boys in our family at all.
Right.
Even my cousins aren't the same last name.
Right.
So that always bothered me as a child. I was like, I wish I could keep my name. And of course you can. Oh, good. Your Walgreens thing came in.
Yeah.
So you are official.
So go ahead and...
Okay, anyway, so I was thinking about wanting to keep my name because it connects me to my ancestors and it connects me to the people that I really care for, like my grandmother, my dad, and my sister.
Right.
So, I don't know, but I want to get my new name in there somewhere. That means I have to have four names, I guess, unless I drop my last name from my ex-husband, but everybody kind of really likes that, and I do too, and I don't know. I don't know, so I don't know what to do. That's a long way of saying I don't know what to do.
Yeah. At least when you go to do it, you'll know how it's done.
I will, because you'll have done it.
Yeah.
And it's not the first time I've changed my name.
That's true.
You know, really, really, really pregnant last time I changed my name.
Yeah.
I remember sitting in the fucking Social Security office, 8 months pregnant, and the baby poking me in my stomach, and some lady looked over at me and smiled like she remembered being pregnant. It was kind of sweet.
Yeah.
But I had to wait a long time and I was really pregnant, so I didn't love that. And then I remember it was raining also and I was like, ugh. And then they made a mistake on it. They spelled my first name wrong.
Oh no.
I know. It's a very common name and there's only one way to spell it. And they switched the two last letters. So I had to go back in.
Oh, really?
Right away.
Somebody just didn't know what
they were
doing.
Yeah, they just didn't do it right. But anyway.
I know. GME for Jim? I mean, come on.
I know. That's exactly how it was. We did some home renovation last week. We've been working on some home renovation. We pulled up the carpet in our bedroom, and there's a wood floor under there.
So gorgeous.
So gorgeous.
It's hardwood. We can't figure out why anybody would cover it up.
Oh, this carpet.
We're painting the living room downstairs.
Which is like a lovely baby diaper color.
Yeah, it really is.
We're making it like a silvery gray. It's really pretty. And we worked hard on it yesterday while watching Big Mouth.
Big Mouth has a transgender...
Yes!
Character we understand in season four.
In season four, we saw it at camp.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's
and
right.
They really did a good job of explaining what transgender is and how... And they showed all the stupid questions and things that people say to you. They really hit the nail on the head with the way that trans people are treated.
And we really like her.
Too. We really like her, yeah. But I think she was only in... Because she's at camp, she's only in the first two or three episodes.
I hope that's not true.
Editing Jim here again. Here follows a lengthy discussion about penises and my kind of fascination with them and how no one cares about trans masculine people because they don't have big cis penises. And you're just going to have to wait for our sex show to hear that section because this podcast is getting ridiculously long. Okay, as you were.
I saw a post on Reddit the other day, and it was like, touching a penis is like caring for a cute little plant. And you just, like, get to watch it grow and become so big and strong. And I was like, that's really accurate. It just seems like it'd be easier to reliably be able to participate in sex and make sure you have an orgasm if you have a penis.
Yeah, I guess. You know, that's just not, I don't know.
This section will go in our sex show.
Yeah, we are going to have a sex show.
We're working on it. We're compiling clips for the sex show. And then we'll put them all together so you can, like, hear the journey.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. You know, we just have different outlooks on sex and what's about.
Yeah. Somebody said, thanks, ladies, to us the other day, and that made you happy.
Yeah, I'm getting both. But I will say, every time I get served, it's from somebody who's already seen my dead name on a thing. Until I get this name change, I can't change my debit card. I can't change my checking account.
So all the deliveries and all the everything prescriptions.
Everything comes in under my dead name, and it's making me crazy.
Only for a little while longer.
And yeah. And I, you know, with COVID going on, I don't know how long it's going to be between the day it comes in and the day I get my driver's license. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to be carrying around a copy of the order with me for anybody who doubts my name. I'm just going to take it everywhere.
It's your little safety blanket.
Yeah.
Name change safety blanket.
I never, you know, people have said, my name change came in. And I thought, oh man, you know, I'm worried about driver's license and my passport and my body change and all these other things. Name change just doesn't seem like that big a deal. Well, in a way, what the state thinks my name is, to me, is not that big a deal. But to everybody else I have to deal with, it's a huge deal.
Right.
I'm just getting the benefit of that now. You've called me by my name since you've known me for over a year, but...
Well, since you decided on your name,
I decided my name.
A few months after we met.
I guess. And, but...
I think, was I the first person to call you that?
Absolutely, you were.
I was?
Because, yeah, you were, and interestingly... I told you, and then I told a couple of my other best friends here in this town, even though I was living in the old state. But I told you my whole name.
Right.
Not the nickname.
No, I came up with the nickname.
And you started calling me the nickname almost immediately.
Yes.
It's a natural nickname for the name I'm changing it to.
Yeah, it's not like Dolphin or something.
Right. So the name on the document is going to be the more... standard formal version of it, and then you've given it the common nickname for that.
Which is what you use.
Which is what I use always. Everywhere, right. But I don't know that I would have if you hadn't called me that right away. I might have gone by the formal name.
It just seemed fun to
shorten
it for you a little.
That was nice. So yeah, you were the first to get the first one and the first to get the second one. Of course you were.
That makes me happy. We were just best friends then. And in next month will be a year that we told each other we love each other.
Yeah.
We confessed we were in love with each other, even though we were best friends.
Yes. That's such a It was such a risky thing for me to do.
Yeah, I was scared.
Because I had four reasons, each of which was sufficient that I couldn't start a relationship with Jim. And but the one that was just an absolute drop dead was that I couldn't risk my friendship with them. And
it turned out I liked you too. It
turned out you liked me too. So I didn't have to risk it, but anyway.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah.
That was a crazy night. That was one of the craziest nights of my life.
Yeah, that was a crazy night. Well, I think that ought to do it for now. I'm way over two to take my temperature.
Oh, my. I know. Better do that on air.
Okay. If it's not over 102.3, I'm okay.
Oh, boy. We're on pins and needles, listeners. She's got it in her mouth now. She's silent and cannot speak.
Fuck.
What is it?
It's 101.2.
How long ago did you drink your tea, though, babe?
Longer ago than that. That may be the tea. That's certainly possible.
Yeah. I'll take it again in half an hour.
I'll take it again in half an hour.
Don't worry.
No, that's a pretty big jump for that length of time. And I would feel it if...
Yeah, you don't feel warm. No. You feel the same.
I would feel worse if it were that high.
You look cute in your big shirt.
So I have this shirt. I don't know how many of you ladies like feeling smaller than you are. But I do, and this, I went shopping some years ago for the biggest button-up shirt I could find to make me feel small, and I have this 4XL from, like, Land's End or somebody.
You just drown in it.
I just drown in it, and looks so cute. I just love it. It just makes me feel so girly, which is what I feel like anyway. It just, I just love it.
And for my pajamas, when I started to dress more masculine, I should be practicing my voice. When I decided to dress more masculine, I started wearing men's undershirts, white men's undershirts, and boxer shorts.
It's a uniform. Yeah. It's their uniform.
It's the uniform.
It's what they wear. It's just like, you know, if it were a Jim doll instead of a Barbie or a Ken doll, it would come with boxers and a white men's t-shirt.
Uh-huh. Yep, that's about right. And for cold weather, long pants that are plaid.
Yeah, that's true.
Plaid drawstring pants.
And mine is usually just like, especially when it's cooler, I like this. I like an oversized button-up shirt. And a pair of panties, that's what I wear to bed.
And your daytime outfit would be like a hiking boots and if like skinny jeans.
Skinny jeans.
And some kind of collared cute shirt and a puffy vest.
Or, more often, especially in the winter, I wear a sweater.
Oh, oatmeal sweater. How could I forget?
I will admit that about 2/3 of the sweaters I have are within
oatmeal.
A shade or two of oatmeal colored, so that's true.
Yep.
Although, now that we've unpacked, there's a pink one and a white one and a burgundy one.
Oh, the white one's so far off oatmeal. Very, very different color.
It is an absolute white. Oh, you're such a guy. I know.
I'm just saying oatmeal and white are very similar colors.
They are just nothing at all like each other, and that you would wear them never in the same circumstances.
White and off-white.
Oh, my gosh. Off-white. Oh, my gosh. You're such a guy. And the pink sweater, which I got in Key West, by the way, in a Gap down there, is like a powder pink. And I know pink is such a political
word. No, it's cute.
But I walked in there and I got it and I was feeling, you know, this is Key West. I walked in and there's a really cute salesperson and she said, "Oh, it's so cute. It's going to look great on you." I realized that's what they say, but I'd already bought it. So she wasn't selling it, but you know, it was just Key West. It's just, that's how they are in Key West. We should go to Key West. But first,
I'd like to go to Key West.
But first,
P-Town.
Provincetown. The place where I absolutely knew who I was. I mean, I knew I was transgender for years and years and years, but this is the one where I decided I would never again take shit from anybody for being transgender. Provincetown, ladies and gentlemen, going back this year, if we can.
We'll see what the virus does. felt like I was going to say something important that I can't.
Oh, I'm sorry, and I've ruined it.
What even makes you think that it's your fault?
I think everything's my fault.
It's not your fault.
There's only one reason I think everything is my fault.
Because it is?
Because it is my fault.
Huh. It's not, though. Why are you looking at Instagram?
Because I'm waiting for you to say something inspiring. Okay.
Put me on the spot. It's like when you have a meeting and you go in and they're like, hey, everyone go around and introduce yourselves and also say an interesting fact about yourself. And then you're like, my life is so boring. I don't know anything interesting about me.
I would never say that. I would always come up with something. You know what we should do when we go to P-Town?
Oh.
Is take our people along and have a blog.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Trans in the South, in the North.
Goes to P-Town.
Yeah. So much of P-Town is LGBTQ.
We were talking about sweaters and we were talking about colors. Oh! Sorry.
No.
I got really excited.
Yes.
I was going to say, we were talking about colors.
Yes.
And you were just saying, like, oatmeal and white are not the same.
They're not close.
Okay. We had decided we would paint our bedroom sage. And we were like, great. We both love sage. And then we went to the Home Depot and got paint chips.
Yes.
And we both picked out what we thought sage was.
Yes.
And they were completely different colors.
They were completely different colors. I don't know if you noticed that the chips I pulled out all said the word sage on them.
Oh, did they?
Whereas none of yours did.
Oh, my gosh. You're so a glare superior with your color.
Well, the audience knows this. You know this. And I know this. So that need not be said.
Color. All right. So when I think of the color sage, listeners, I think of green with silver.
Mm.
And apparently it's not. Apparently it's like yellow green.
No, it's not yellow green.
Brown.
It's got hints of brown in it. And it's green. And it's got hints of gray in it too.
It's like brown green. If a baby ate spinach and pooped it out.
Well, okay. You can laugh at me all you want.
I'm not. I'm saying I had the wrong idea about what sage is.
Okay.
Apparently. But I really like blue tones. And she really likes yellow tones. And both of us look at the other person's swatches.
Whoa,
what?
Absolutely untrue.
Yeah, like that's the color I think of when I think of sage. That color. Does it say sage?
It's a sage.
Ah.
So is this.
Okay, see, that looks really yellow to me. Oh, I clicked it and I fucked it up.
You don't see the brown in that?
I do see the brown in that. That is not the photo I clicked on. Not the same one.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Sure. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Stop making fun of my millennial accents. That's nice.
Fine.
That one. Yeah, see, we can't agree on a sage.
No, that's not too bad.
Yeah, but we want a color better. That we're like, this is great, not our bedroom is not too bad.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's no accounting for taste, and...
What?
So...
Are you saying, bitch?
But, you know, what there is accounting for is love, and we can compromise. We can get
like
there.
We did on the living room.
Like we did on the living
room. We both looked at the swatches and you had a visceral reaction to the ones that I put up.
Yeah.
And then we decided that we would go with silver instead.
The fact is, I like warm colors and you like cool colors.
That is the fact. And yeah, warm colors make me feel kind of ill.
Cool colors make me feel sterile.
It's a match made in heaven. Babies and gentledoms. We'll figure it out. Anyway, that's like the saga of our home story right now. And also our bathroom's really small.
Yeah, we traded down on bathrooms, that's for
you
sure.
You have so many products.
I do.
I brought like one box. And we have like one little storage closet.
I have gotten rid of a whole bunch of them.
I'm really proud of you, but we still have a whole box of my stuff that has no home.
And well, okay. Well, I'll go through and get rid of some more stuff. I get rid of some more stuff.
Now you're playing Words with Friends.
I'm finishing this
She's
up.
She's not interested in
That's
you.
That's wrong. I'm finishing this up now, so that'll be the end. I'm
Did you win?
Oh my gosh.
Did you beat the computer?
Every time.
Every time.
Not every time. I win about 5 out of 6.
She's obsessed with Words with Friends. And I still play, what do you call my game?
Juicy Candy Company.
Right, Juicy Candy Company, which is the...
My name for Candy
Name
Crush.
For Candy Crush. But not like the old version. It's like the Soda Saga.
I love to watch them play because... but I have an addiction to computer games. And so I really can't... there's no way in the world I could learn to play it. But I just love to watch them play and... Because it's sparkly things happening and things blow up and, I'm so ADHD that I just love watching the screen. But I could never learn to play or it would be really bad.
Well, that's how we go to sleep every night.
We do.
I play Candy Crush. She falls asleep on my shoulder.
It's true. I love that.
Me too. We should do it again.
I'm up for it.
Let's do it right now.
Let's do it now. Okay. Well, everyone, that's where we are. We're trapped in our home. I'm going to get a COVID test tomorrow. I'll tell you what, we'll let you know how it came out before we put this on the air.
Yeah, we won't keep you in suspense.
Oh, except how long is it supposed to take?
I don't know.
But we won't put
but
it
I've
on
the
air.
But I've got some back episodes I need to work on, so.
All right.
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year, everybody. And
stay safe.
Please, everybody, stay safe and wear your mask.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, quick story to tell you. I was not there, but...
But she's gonna tell
it. Jem's gonna tell. No, I'm not gonna tell it. Jem's gonna tell it.
I was so
excited.
It's
the kind of thing I would do, but I'm not going to.
Right. There's this little... Oh, you're such a good cuddler. Mm. I'm being spooned. There's this little natural grocery store that's like a block from our house. And so I went there to get some ice cream and bagels and stuff. And... This guy walked in, no mask. You know the MAGA type, older...
What was he doing in there?
I have no clue. Older, middle-aged, and no mask, and white. And the signs all over the place at the door say, you must wear a mask the whole time you're in here. It's a store policy. Just like every other store in this whole town. So the little hippie girls at the desk are like, sir, excuse me, do you have a mask? And he's like, no, I don't have one. I don't wear those. I don't use those. And they were like, well, it's our store policy. And he's already, like, past them walking down the aisle. And I don't know what happened. I had, like, an out-of-body experience. My brain just, like, rocketed out my mouth and was like, no, you can't be in here. And he stopped and turned around and looked at me. And I was like, you're putting people in danger. You can't be in here. You need to go. And he was like, you know what? You're all, this is a hoax. You're being lied to. And I was like, what? And everybody around me started, like, kind of chiming in, and he said, I'm a scientist, so I know. And I was like,
master's degree in science.
I was like, yeah, what's your degree in? He goes, aeronautical engineering. I was like, what? And then he was like, I have 7 graduate degrees. This is all a lie. And... Everybody around us just like was like, get out. You have to go. And he just kind of like backed up when he saw that like 30 people were coming toward him from the store, all of us wearing masks and the manager and everyone. And finally he flounced out. He was like, I'm never coming back here again.
Sweet.
And we were like, good fucking riddance. But I like to imagine that like his wife sent him in for like some kind of supplement or something. Like she was getting a cold and she needed some elderberry syrup or something. And then when she found out that he went in and didn't get what she wanted, that she was like super angry with him. That's what I hope. Because he didn't seem like... He did not seem like the kind of person that would go into that kind of store of his own accord. He didn't look like he was a crunchy sort of person who wanted, like, gluten-free crackers or, like, non-dairy cream cheese or, like, locally sourced eggs, you know? Anyway, I was really proud of myself because normally I don't speak up in public, especially don't confront people in public, but it was like all of the rage that I have about everything stupid that's gone on this year and the stupid deniers everywhere and even like in my own family, it all just came out and I was suddenly like a confrontational person and I was so angry. And it was just, it felt so good because we won. We like pushed him out of the store with our energy. It was so awesome. It felt kind of like when Biden won the election, but like a little bit like that.
Good job. I'm so proud of them.
Yay. Anyway, that was what happened. So wear your fucking mask.
Don't yell at them.
Wear your fucking mask.
They're going to wear their masks.
Of course.
Just a reminder.
Put it over your nose and your mouth. Please. My ex almost died of COVID last week, and he's still very ill. This is not a joke.
We're getting around getting tested for it tomorrow.
Yeah, and here we are burning up in our bedroom. Are you hot?
A little.
I'm hot, too.
Okay.
We need more blankets and less blankets. Anyway, we hope you stay safe and have a happy new year. I don't know why I'm singing.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.